Is it on air? Music presents Long Player.
Hey, I'm Louisa Nicklin, and I am talking about my self-titled debut album.
How does it feel? You know, because I'm sure you've been working on it for a while. You know, you've had released your EP, but now it's time for your full album.
Yeah, it feels really exciting.
How is this album different from your EP?
I think it's different. Well, first, how it was recorded. The EP was recorded at the Wine Cellar, just playing live with only a few overdubs for just like a few bits and pieces and vocals, whereas this is recorded at Roundhead, which is really exciting and kind of flash. And
it's a bit flash.
It's also recorded live. Like the base of the track kind of thing, the three piece, and then overdubs. And we didn't go too wild with the overdubs. Still wanted to keep a bit of its kind of natural flavour, I guess.
What was it like to be like in a very professional and flash setting, as you said?
It was actually surprisingly relaxed. I think it was like, it still felt casual and nice, and the engineer slash producer, Stephen Ma, is from like Dopra and stuff. He's super chill, so that made it really relaxed. Whereas if you had like a really intense producer in this like intense studio, it would be really intimidating and horrible. But he's really chill, and the studio, like everyone at the studio, is really lovely. So it was cool.
When it's your first time at Roundhead, it's probably quite daunting and quite intimidating, but I'm glad to hear that it was comfortable. Yeah, give them a good Google review.
Yeah, I will. 5 stars.
Yes, 5 stars. There we go. So the first track that we're talking about is Moving Slow. Yeah, what can you tell me about Moving Slow? What's that one about?
Moving Slow, I guess it was something that I started writing a long time ago. I had this kind of little riff, which is the main verse riff guitar thing. And it was in lots of different songs, or it kind of existed as lots of different songs. It was like a Christmas song at one point. It was crap. And then I finally found a place where it worked and put these lyrics to it and found this chorus. And I guess this song is about, I'd been overseas for a few months and I'd come back and I was unemployed and I was house sitting and life was kind of cruddy. And it's sort of about that, this kind of weird headspace I was in where I kind of reckoned a lot of stuff that I don't think really was true and was just not really in a good place. And this song is written retrospectively, like looking back at that time and wanting things to change, you know, like that feeling like you want to get a haircut or something like that. And the opening lines are about like giving myself a tattoo because I was like so stuck that I didn't, you know, when you just want something to be different in your life. And yeah, I guess it's about that.
Outside was cold and so was I.
So this next track is Slicing Through, which is the second track on the album. And this one started as a pretty mellow little song where I would play it at home on acoustic guitar and it would all be plucked and like kind of sweet. And now it's like got the searing organ in it and it's not that at all, which is sick. I love that. And the song is kind of a reflection on... Not all the songs are about getting a tattoo, I'm not cheesy, but this one also is kind of about reflecting on I was getting a tattoo on my stomach to as a memorial to my dad who had passed away, and it's kind of a song looking at the parallels between myself and him, because when he died, he had cancer and it ended up being everywhere, and one of the main places it ended up is his stomach, and I got the tattoo on my stomach, and it was kind of I don't know, it was sort of a way to process that. And yeah, I guess the song's just kind of reflecting on the different types of pain we were both feeling at different times. So this next song, There Will Be Times, is one of the singles It's probably the closest to like a pop banger of the whole thing. It kind of has like, you know, you could almost boogie to it, maybe. But it's, yeah, just like a classic little four chord song with some fun organ in it, which was really fun to record. I was playing the organ and we had the Leslie speaker, which is those speakers where like there's something spinning in it the whole time to make this crazy noise. But that bit was so loud that we had to have the organ up like ridiculously loud. And yeah, so it was like deafening to play it and record it, but it was really fun.
Your life, it is good. My life, it is good too. But there will be times where some of us might find that we don't want to live. We don't.
Next to Myself is a track where I wanted to try sort of like drawing on my old like classical composition stuff and made the string arrangement for the end. And I kind of love that. I mean, having strings in an album isn't like anything too wild these days. It's pretty like standard, have some strings in your album. But I kind of love that there's no strings in the whole album. And they're only there in this one bit, and they're like the centerpiece of it, you know? It's kind of like they're not there for just little twinkles and flourishes and whatever. It's like, this is their moment. Like, give them like a song, you know? So this song, yeah, I kind of wrote it just playing guitar, recorded it, played around with different arrangements, just using like MIDI strings, and then chucked some friends in the deep end when we were recording and they hadn't seen the music before and asked them to play it, so that was a bit mean.
Come outside and lay the flower down. Everyone is too loud. Thank you.
So the last song I'm going to talk about is A Place to Share. This is the one, like, kind of love song-ish thing on the album. I actually wrote the song maybe, like, 3 years ago for my partner, and who's still my partner now, which is nice. I guess it's about, in a relationship, like, the lyrics kind of reflect the, like, it's sort of written almost the first few lyrics about, like, our first date or something, you know, and then... But that feeling in a relationship when something can be so awesome and nice, but you actually just, you don't know if it's always going to be that way, and you really want it to be that way forever because it's really lovely how it is. So I guess it's a song about that. So it's a little bit happy sad of being like, oh, I'm with this person that brings me so much joy, but also I hope that we will continue to feel this way about each other, you know?
Yeah.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.